I had seen about 9 doctors, GPs, and psychiatrists, and an uncle had come and said to, there is a doctor at Yaba Left, Yaba Neuropsychiatric Hospital. And I was at that place where all I needed was my sanity. So going to Yaba, I had reached a place, I mean, they say he who is down need fear no fall. So I was already down. I was on grass level. And I was looking for where I could find help. So this morning, my driver has been with me for 15 years since Genevieve. And I got into the car and he said, Madam, where are we going? I said, Yaba Psychiatric Hospital. And he lost it. He said, Yaba Psychiatric Hospital. Madam, that place is for mad people. What are you going to do there? And I lied. I said, I need to go and interview a professor on mental health for an edition we're doing. He said, Madam, you shouldn't be sitting there. Why are you not sending an editor? And he was so pained.
Yes.
He was so reactive. He felt scandalized. I wasn't sure if he was thinking more of himself driving his madam to insane people. You know, and he persisted. He literally stopped the car like, Madam, you can't be seen there. Wow. But as I said, I was past being ridiculed. I was past caring about stigma. So I just smiled and I prayed he would stop that conversation. And when we got to the gates, he was trying to look for a place to park where, and it's a Mercedes. So we parked and I got to the gate and I said to the gate man, I want to see Professor so-and-so. So I went upstairs, saw the professor, and I came back. I got into the car, and both of us were quiet. It was a very humbling incident for me, in the sense that growing up as a young child in Methodist Girls' High School, Yaba, it was hilarious to describe people in that place as mad people. And many, many years later, I am one of those people that we used to really love to scorn. The truth is, Yaba Left is full of broken hearts, broken dreams. It's full of people who woke up and who in their lifetime felt, I'm going to be this big person, the world is going to know my name. And then they have a mental breakdown in a society that does not know anything about empathy, and does not know about humanizing mental health. So you go there and you're further stigmatized. Yes. We need to begin to get some of these mental health therapies to undergo, I don't know what it is, but they need to be told how to address, how to deal with people who walk into their hospital, their clinics, because they are clueless.
Yes.